What do you really need to get about mindset? What are the myths and what are the misconceptions you need to be aware of? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. I'm diving into it today. More like I feel like I'm at the end of a diving board, holding my nose, scrunching my eyes, and just jumping in without looking because we're going to have a conversation today. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And sometimes you have to be careful what you wish for, and I am learning that in spades. So recently, I think I even said it on the show that my inbox was running empty and I was having a hard time coming up with relevant content for the show. So I reached out to my email list. Anybody who wants to get on that, by the way, you can find me over at heathergrayconsulting.com/follow, and you can get on my list over there. But I send out a question to my list and basically said, help, I need content. If you have a couple of spare minutes and you have a question for the show, I would love to get it on. And I got some really great questions. And I got this question, which in all honesty is a really great question too. It's probably my favorite question, but it's also the one that I have spent the most time on getting ready for production. And I have to be honest with you, I had a list, I had an outline, I had my two cents all mapped out. But what I realized as I was about to record the show for you is that it was my censored version of the conversation. A person on my email community basically wrote back to me and said, what do people really need to get about mindset? What are the myths and what are the misconceptions we need to be aware of? And a short and sweet question. And I have to tell you, I had like 3 pages of notes. And the reality is that I wasn't going to give the uncensored answer. Immediately I was like, well, I can't say what I really think because that might alienate people, or what will people think, or how will they respond? And that buzzing that goes in your head when you're about to take the big leap starts to happen. And you guys who have been vulnerable with your communities and put yourself out there really know what I'm talking about here. And I just realized that, yes, I could give you some mindset myths. Yes, I could give you some things to think about that would challenge your thinking. And I like to think that I do that on a regular basis and not just for today's show, but that part of what I really could do, and perhaps what I owe all of you and owe myself a little bit, is the truth. And so if we're going to be in your face, brutally honest, looking in the mirror, like kind of just eyes open, total truth telling, the first thing that comes to mind is that you are not a badass and you have to do more than wash your face. Like, that's really the sentence that came to mind as soon as this email question came up. And I know that, yes, it's totally calling out Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass book series, as well as Rachel Hollis's Girl Stop Apologizing and Girl Wash Your Face series. And the reality is those are the two books that I see so many people recommending over and over again about the mindset space. And I know that I do it myself, touting Brené Brown's Daring Greatly and putting that in front of people. But, you know, here's the thing about the mindset space is, for me, mindset wasn't a word that I was even particularly familiar with until I joined the online business space. That in my own sort of, you know, upbringing professionally and personally, it was always called personal development or self-help or self-awareness. And then this, you know, concept of mindset started to really take on a life of its own for entrepreneurs and business owners. And I know that it has great meaning because we do have to rewrite the stories of what we're capable of. We do need to challenge our upper limits. We do need to recognize that in large part, we're the only ones standing in our own way from the life we want and the life we have. But here's the thing. I think that the personal development space and the mindset space has become entirely too motivational and too inspirational. rational, and it's not actually focused on action. You know, a lot of times people will ask me, well, why are you always just doing a listener-generated question show? How come you don't have interviews? Don't you realize you'd expand your audience if you had interviews? Don't you realize this? And opinions and opinions. And the reality is the reason why I do this isn't just because it's my favorite modality and kind of fulfills a childhood dream of having the Ask Heather show, but it's because I want to be able to control the content. I want to make sure that at the end of every episode, if not, if we're being realistic, most episodes, you are handed something that you can take immediate action on if you so choose. And I know that those books give you action steps too. But a lot of the books in the personal development space these days fail to help people with the action part. Because here's the thing, the personal development space is a $10 billion a year industry. And people aren't getting better. Like, we're still going to the bookstores. It's my least favorite question to be asked on a podcast. What books are you reading? What entrepreneurial books are you doing? Because I think the temptation is, if you're just thinking about mindset, then you're working on your mindset. If you're exploring new ideas, if you're challenging your beliefs, you are doing something. And I just want to scream at the top of my lungs, bullshit. No, you're not doing something just by reading a book and exposing yourself to a new idea. It doesn't start to count until you do something different with it. And that's where so many of the books are falling short. That's where so much of the messaging falls short, because mindset is now becoming this thing where people are just pom-pom cheerleaders on the side going, rah, 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 you can do it, go, go, go. Or they're getting in your face and they're telling you they're that you're fierce and you're strong and you're a badass and you can do anything. Well, really? Like, you know what? You can be meek as a mouse and you can be introverted as anything, and you still can sort of really do a really great job for yourself in life and business. You don't have to be loud and in charge. You don't have to be like I am, and I feel my breath even amping up as I'm talking and going on a rant and making yourself all public in your message. There's more than one way to be a difference maker. And one of the most important things about this that I think is so largely left out of the conversation is that mindset is simple, but it is not easy. And I would also argue that it cannot be a DIY thing. I understand that in the online business space, everybody wants to do this. Everybody wants to learn and read the books and, you know, go to the workshops and all of that. But at the end of the day, you are not going to see your own blind spots. You, as soon as you bump up against an idea that doesn't feel really comfortable, that doesn't feel like it sits with your skin, like the idea that not only are you going to read a book, but you are going to hold yourself accountable to recognize your blind spots, to see when you're creating obstacles over solutions that could very well work with you. Hold yourself accountable to sitting through that discomfort, doing the hard thing, and getting to the other side of it is nonsense. It's utter nonsense that people who are not in a life or a business that reflects the goals they have for themselves, and they're reading the books and they're not getting answers, they either A, haven't done the action steps consistently in the book to get the answers, or they haven't gone out of their own way. Or they haven't gotten the individualized, customized approach that they need to hear in order to implement whatever the book is selling in their own lives. Because it can't do this stuff DIY. It doesn't mean, I'm not sitting here like saying you have to hire me. I don't even think that that's always the answer. But I do think it's about having conversations, asking yourself the hard questions, reading these books, following the steps, doing an evaluation process on how well they worked for you and what you gained and what you didn't, but also being willing to look critically at your actions or your lack of actions. And I don't think that's a realistic expectation for one person to do on their own simply by reading a book. But here's why those books are so tempting. Because they validate us. Because if somebody can put into words why you are feeling a certain way or thinking a certain thing, then you go, ah, I'm seen, I'm understood, I must not be the only one. If someone else can name how I'm thinking and how I'm feeling, then it must not just be me. And then because you feel seen and because you feel validated, you think you feel better. And for a little while, maybe you do, and then you start to wobble and you start to doubt yourself, and then you need another book and you need another course and you need another guru because you haven't quite learned how to personalize those skill sets and strategies so that you can use them for yourself. It's not your fault. The messaging in the space implies that you should be able to solve yourself with a book, but it is my bias with all of these books written and a lot of people still struggling that it's not a realistic expectation. Additionally, if I'm really going to be honest here, I am going to tell you that mindset leaves an incredibly important thing out of the conversation most of the time. Not everybody does this, but a lot of the leading bestsellers currently are. And that's the idea that they're trying to leave mental health out of the equation and out of the conversation. And this idea that, you know, wherever we go, there we are, is except for the mindset books, you can then suddenly rewrite your story. You can change the way you think. You can live a different life and you can start today and you can do it in as fast as 30 days and 60 days. When the reality is that a lot of people haven't taken the time to be introspective about themselves before. So many of these like stories that people are untangling about themselves, the first time they've ever asked themselves the questions that I ask them is when they're working with me. And it's because like the business part of this really challenges our identity. When we suddenly have to put ourselves out there on video and be like, and we can't hide behind a byline on a blog and we can't, you know, hide behind some witty rapport on social media, but we actually have to get out there and tell people what we think, then the question of who we are and how we came to think those things comes front and center. And that brings up pain and that brings up discomfort. And it is largely being discounted, eliminated, and otherwise ignored in the conversation. And that doesn't mean that we all have to become victims to our stories. That doesn't at all mean that we have to wear our heartbreak endlessly on our sleeve. I used to be one of the people who did that, and I know that that's no way to live, and it's not a way you need to live. But the idea that you can just suddenly start thinking and feeling something different because you've told yourself that you can, it's just unrealistic. And what ends up happening is the people who come to the personal development space and come to the mindset space hoping to feel better leave that conversation feeling horrible. And then they feel like there's something wrong with them. They feel like something's broken and everybody else can do it and everyone else is onto the secret, but they're not. And the reality is that nobody's talking to them because in addition to the, you know, the lack of, you know, confidence showing up on video or marketing themselves, people are struggling with depression, anxiety, and other mental health situations that the average mindset coach likes to leave out of the conversation. So the most important thing that I can add is that you not leave your own stuff at the door, that you don't tell yourself a real boss wouldn't have to deal with X and that a stronger person would be able to Y or wouldn't have to Z, that the stories we create about ourselves and what we're willing to do and what we're not willing to do and how efficient we are at doing certain things, you know, has to be unpacked and unraveled. How did we come to have those beliefs? Whose voice have we heard in those moments? And that doesn't mean you need to go down the rabbit hole and do therapy for years and years. Like, the average length of stay for most of my clients is they're in and out in a month. And, you know, and that could have been true for therapy, but I think a lot of times people end up liking the therapy relationship and opt to stay longer. So it doesn't have to be endless work, but it does have to be concentrated, focused, and dedicated work to figuring out, how did you come to think certain things? How did you come to believe certain things? And what do you want to think and believe instead? And what are you willing to do to get there? This isn't easy. It can't always be done DIY. It's more than motivation. It's more than inspiration. It is about changing your thought pattern and your emotional reactive patterns so that you can start taking new action. That's where I stand, my friends. Like it or not, take it or leave it. That's what I've got for you today. That is the conversation I want you guys having when it comes to your mindset. And if you have the stack of books and you have all of the information and the online courses and you followed every guru and you've watched every TED Talk and your life is still not where you want it to be, I want to remind you that I have 5 openings for the month of June on my calendar to work with me. You can use scheduled sessions. You can use my coaching on demand program, but this isn't going to fix itself, and I'm open and willing to help. So thank you to the email community member who gave me this opportunity to step on the soapbox. Hopefully I didn't go too far down the rabbit hole for you, but I really hope I've challenged you guys to think about the personal development space, the mindset space, how you're applying it to yourself, your life, and your business, and how you might be better served if you apply it slightly differently. Thank you so much for today. You all can, stay tuned, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.